Having a bet is fine, but when the lying and cheating to cover up your gambling leads to financial and family breakdown, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dahab now on 1-800-DAHAB.
Sean Callanan's in the house. He's our social media guru. You can follow him at Sports Geek HQ on just about every platform, I think. It's confusing.
There's new platforms all the time, huh?
G'day, Sean.
G'day.
What's doing?
Lots, actually. You know, obviously the AFL season's kicking off. I mean, yes. Round one kicks off tomorrow. No one really acknowledged the back in Sydney match.
Part of the NAB Cup, wasn't it?
Exactly. So looking forward to Thursday and then Friday night where my Pies take on your Hawks.
Yes. Well, just... Yeah, what's your take on that? Have you got any chance you make Pies?
Oh, I've always got a chance. I think they're ready to rock and roll, waiting for the serious stuff.
No, you don't.
Oh, I think my man SP_10 is going to rip it apart.
Now, for those who don't know, Sean came in a couple of weeks ago and set up the Halftime Facebook fan page. You can go to that, facebook.com/halftime, and you can like that, like plenty of others have along the journey. I'm trying to get good at it, but I think I'm a long way from being sports geek style.
Yeah, you're still in pre-season mode.
I've got my L plates on well and truly with this Facebook thing.
But now you're doing well. You're doing a bit of the preview of the show and asking the fans what they think.
Yes.
But what we've got to do is I think we need a bit more colour. You know, I don't want to sound like an interior design guru, but we want to be a few photos. They want to see what's happening in the glamorous studios of SEN and the guests that come in their different attire. So when you have someone in, have a photo or share a few videos and things that are happening about the place.
We had the Axis of Awesome in yesterday. They're here for the International Comedy Festival. Could have had a photo of them. Jumper leads, he's slipping. My new man at the back, he's slipping. He doesn't have the iPhone camera out when we finish.
Well, I mean, he's back in the 80s. He's not even on Facebook. Jumper's got to
lift his... Jumper's not on Facebook.
He's not on Facebook at all. He's got to lift his game completely.
Well, hang on,
800 million people on Facebook, but not Jumper Leeds.
How many in Australia are on Facebook?
Around a bit over nearly 11 million now. So apparently, again, if you believe the figures, there's more people on Facebook than watch telly. So that's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. And if you're a Facebook person out there and you like the Halftime fan page, what do you want on the page? Just throw it out there, 949.
Well, what you've probably got to do is put that question on Facebook.
The thing. I've got so many avenues.
I mean,
and
we don't want to have the problem we had last time with the question that went a bit awry when you put up the first post.
Yeah,
that was quite famous, what was the famous Sporting Moustakas? And congratulations to Rita. Did she get a trophy for winning that?
No.
Was your mum disappointed for coming second?
She...
It's the other thing.
Mum was a bit shattered that she didn't win the title there. But Rita was very proud of her Sporting Moustaka title.
So when we do a post, there's a couple of things that we can do.
Right.
And so especially when you're doing the preview of the show. So in today's, you mentioned Joel Selwood from Geelong.
Yep.
You mentioned Cobes. I don't know if Cobes is on Facebook.
Nah, okay.
And you mentioned me and you mentioned and Drewy.
Gazy coming in for the hour.
He's on Twitter. He's mad on Twitter, but he's not on Facebook.
No, okay.
But what you can do is start tagging, and we sort of know mentions in Twitter where you
hey, I can do that.
You know, I'm going to the coffee shop, and someone goes, hey, get me a coffee as well.
Yeah,
that's how you got your coffee. So you can do the same thing in Facebook. So, you know, you can be saying, chatting to Sean from at Sports Geek, and because you like Sean, you know, Sports Geek on Facebook. It comes up in a little drop down and you can click it.
Click on
so
that.
So then the Halftime fans can come across and say hello to Sports Geek, or they can come across and say hello to Geelong Footy Club or the Victory or the Storm as you're sort of talking about them. So, you know, so the main thing is to be tagging the right pages, the official pages,
right.
And you know, sort of being a bit of a leader in the social media space, hopefully by the end of the season.
Well, I'm far from a leading at the moment, but I'm happy to learn and I'm a good learner.
Yep.
But Toad in Carlton has echoed the sentiments of a few of my listeners out there in SEN land who've tried to jump on the Facebook page and like it. They can't find it. Why can't they find it?
They can't find it.
Toad in Carlton, stick your fan page, Harvey says. Be stuffed if I can get onto it. So again, stick it. I don't want that from Toad.
No,
he's a good
exactly.
Man.
So they're probably doing it on the mobile. Look at it, and so we've put it in. And it has two words, haven't we, Half? Is it Half Space Time?
Yes, it is.
So if you do that on the Facebook mobile, if you type in Half Space Time, you'll find it.
You should find it.
But if you're on your computer, if you're at your desk right now, facebook.com/halftime, one word, and you'll find it.
So one word on the computer, two words on the mobile devices.
Yeah, got to keep it simple.
Right.
Oh, look, here we've got Gazy, Big Drewy pointing at us.
Not
on Facebook.
Well, what's he doing? I mean, he's a business entrepreneur. Surely entrepreneurs need to be on Facebook.
Exactly. Imagine how big he would have been on Facebook back in the early 90s. Oh. Imagine we can get a bit of a timeline of Drewy and pictures of him, his head all taped up mummy style.
That'd be awesome.
Very good day. So, yeah, the main thing is get more colour into that timeline. So, you know, as things are happening.
Yes.
One example here, I'll give you some some footy cards, some of the guys
from... Oh, the 2012
from,
champions, AFL official collector cards.
From Select. So if you go to facebook.com, Select Australia, you'll see them. We're going to launch their timeline tomorrow for the start of the season. And what we're actually going to do is profile some of the old cards. So what I might do is sneak in a couple of big shorts. When was your best year? When was your best year from a profile point of view?
It's hard to tell. There's so many.
I mean, I can bring up all the cards. I actually might share some on the halftime page if you want.
No, don't do that. There's a couple of shockers. Absolute Barry Crockers.
So, I mean, I used to...
You know what? My Carlton one was a good one.
Yeah?
I'm not sure they had a card.
Did you get a special one there?
No.
Hang on. What's the silver one you've got?
There's a silver Nathan Foley, my little man.
And see, the thing is with the new cards is you've got the silver on the front, the sticker on the front, and you see that it's the Bulldogs on the back.
Yeah,
so if you peel the Nathan Foley off the front, there'll be a Bulldog underneath that. So it's a peel and reveal.
So, all part of the new 2012 Champions official AFL collector cards from Select.
So you could take a picture of those cards, tag Select Australia and put it up on a post.
Righto, I'm learning as we go here. That's outstanding from you, Sean. Look forward to catching up with you very soon.
Having a drink is fine, but when your drinking starts to affect your work and hurt your family, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dayhab now on 1-800-DAYHAB.